Corn, okay? Yeah. Yeah, damn.
I'm just gonna mute.
Oh, okay. You can't do this anymore. Here, you want the sources? Okay. So, this is Shabbat Nachamu, which always, Parshas Beschanan always comes right after Tisha B'Av. That's the Shulchan Aruch puts it. Olam Korim Parshas Bamidbar Kodem Atzeret. Bamidbar always comes from Shavuot. Tet Ba'av, Tisha B'Av is Kodem Bechanan. And Tim Tzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Get a sense of how the parshas are set up in the second half of the year. So the Bir Halacha, Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim says, okay, that's why is Beschanan always come after Tisha B'Av? It's because Devarim always comes before Tisha B'Av. So there's the Bir Halacha. Tam, Kedesh Yikru Ba, Parshat Devarim, you should read Devarim, Shi Mit Mitochachot, Shel Ha, She Misha Kodim, Shel Ma She Hukdam, Ma She Kodim, to Tisha B'Av. That's the tochacha. That the tochacha of Devarim, when Moshe tells everything that they've done wrong before Tisha B'Av. Deila haftir bochazon. So then the maftir of Parsha Devarim is Parsha Chazon, Chazon Yishayahu, Chitocha Yishayahu Shel Chorban. So you go from the Eicha of Moshe. Moshe says Eicha Salavadi, the Eicha of Yishayahu, Eicha Haytalozonat, Eicha of Yirmiyahu. Right. So it's I'm sorry?
I think it seems like a regression, right? Moshe, Moshe's Eicha is the point where they have it in them.
So that means, but it's kind of, it's, right, it, I guess it's not really progression. Aaron says, but it's a regression, not a progression, right? It's good, they're falling here. Yeah. That's the explanation for why we read Devarim before Tisha B'Av. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says, Tisha B'Av kodem Berchanan. In other words, Berchanan comes after Tisha B'Av. It's not that Devarim comes beforehand, that we always read Berchanan after Tisha B'Av. That's what Shulchan Aruch says the halacha is. So my argument is that it's not that we're trying to introduce it, but that the Nechama afterwards of Shabbat Nachamu, that Chanan always comes right after Tisha B'Av. It's Shabbat Nachamu that's important, not Shabbat Chazon. Yeah, it works out that way, but really we want to have the consolation part of it. After we're faced with Tisha B'Av, we have to look at Parshat Bet Chanan as the consolation and things will get better. And that's that Nechama in the Parsha is actually part the Parsha that we read on Tisha B'Av itself. It's from in Sheni and Bet Chanan. It starts out with the bad side. When you have children, grandchildren, you'll get old in the land, and you'll get ruined, and you'll start making idols, you'll do bad things for Hashem, in Hashem's eyes. And I testify for you now, I bring the heavens and earth to testify, you will certainly be wiped out. From the land that you are crossing over into, you will not last long. You will be completely wiped out. And God will scatter you among the nations. And you will be remain only few in number among the nations where you've been scattered. And you'll serve other gods, ebon, wood, and stone. That's the tochacha side. But things will get better. That's the nechama. First word. And you will seek God from there. And you will find God. When you seek him with all your heart and all your soul. But tzarlacha and all the stress. When all these bad things find you. The end of days. You return to God. And you'll hear his voice. So it's interesting as a nechama, that's the kind of a sense of nechama, but the nechama is to learn that you've got lots of hard work ahead. It'll be bad, and then you'll have the opportunity to get better. That you have to do the tidrashena b'chol 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 nafshecha. You have to seek God out with all your heart and all your soul. Not going to be easy. Final redemption not be handed to you, but it will come. That the brachrit emim shavta. And that that nature of nacham is reflected in the Haftorah. Shabbat nachamu, because it starts out nachamu nachamu ami, as the King James puts it, comfort me, ye my people. Yomar Elokechem, God saith the Lord. Dabru alev Yerushalayim, speak to the heart of Jerusalem. Karu aleha, call to it. Ki malatzav ah, it's crying is finished. Ki nirtza avonah, its sins have been forgiven. Ki lacham yad Hashem, ki flying b'chol chatek, has been paid back twice for what it sinned. Kol korev avidbar, a voice calls out in the wilderness. Panu derech derech Hashem, clear a path for God. Yashu Baraba, straighten out the valleys, Misila, Lokana, straighten out in the valley, Misila, a road, Lokana for God. Kogaina say, every valley will be uplifted, Kolahara, Magavoy, Yishbalo, and the mountains will be brought down. Via Ake of Mishar, the crooked we've made straight, Barichasim, Livika, and the rough lands will be turned into a smooth valley. Neglekvod Hashem, and God's glory will be revealed. And the whole world will see, all life will see that the voice of God is speaking. That's Shabbat Nachamu. That's Yeshaya Perek Mem. It's the beginning of what the academics call Deutero Isaiah, the second half. It's when the Nechama all starts. And it's an introduction to the next the 7 weeks of the Shiva Nechamta. And the question is, how do you translate Nachamu Nachamu Ami? We usually mistranslate as "you should be comforted, oh my people," right? But it's not. Nachamu is not passive. That would be nichamu. Nachamu is a tivui. You should comfort. It's a command to the Navi and others in the plural. That's who he's talking to, which is what the King James Bible, which is comfort ye. Ye need to go. You need to go out and comfort. You guys need to do the comforting. Not be comforting. And Targum assumes that Yeshayahu is addressing the other Nevi'im. Right? It's Nachamu, you need to comfort. And Targum Yonatan is, Nevi'im, it nabiu tanchumin al ami. Go have prophecies of comfort to my people. And Ibn Ezra says similarly, Nachamu, Debre Hashem, the Nevi'o, Hashem's talking to the Nevi'im, to the great people. But I would suggest differently that the pasuk says, and with the trump, it's Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Tipchader, the Nachamu. Meaning, there's a comma there. It's Nachamu, Nachamu is a pause, and Ami is an apostrophe. It's addressed directly to the people. It's Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. You people need to go out and comfort. Hashem's not telling the people to be comforted. Hashem's telling the people they need to do the comforting. And what that comfort is the next pasuk is Kol Koreba Midbar, the voice crying out in the wilderness. And that voice is not the voice of Hashem. Okay, Rosh, Ibn Ezra says it's the Mavasrim, the ones who are saying it.
Wait, Abba, can I interrupt you?
Sure.
Isn't it a little funny though with the grammar? Because if it's Ami, Ami is still singular and Nachamu is definitely plural.
Okay, but it's collective. It's like it's the British singular.
I know, but Hebrew doesn't usually work that way, right?
You're right. Okay, so that is true. However, the trap still implies that it's tivoy to a plural, and it's still the ami is a com. You know, it's nachamu, nachamu, and then ami. But yeah, I think you're right.
Right. Well, okay, I guess it could also be like you singular tenachem otam plural. So wouldn't that maybe that word does work with nachamu, like meaning like atah tenachem otam would be like wouldn't because
I think nachamu doesn't have an object on there.
Okay.
I think the way I'm reading, I would have to read. I think you're right. It's a little problematic. I don't since ami is. We'll have to go back and see any time that Am Yisrael is addressed in the plural.
All right.
We have a couple of seconds here. Let's go find a Tanakh here.
It's only
Can you close my door?
I think I got the example already. Just so I never want to be wrong. Let's look at the Haftorah for Pinchas. Where is the Haftorah in here? Ami is singular.
Am Shali.
It's my people, right? But Am is probably Am Simon, right?
But you Nachamu. Oh, you mean
Nach? No, if you were to say. It's Bana. Oh, yeah. So Yeshayah has Banim Gadalti, not my people. No, I go to hotel.
But I don't know that I understand the binyan enough, because is it, we often add ooh at the end of singular words. Oh, that's okay.
I think I would definitely read that as plural, though. Right, but it's definitely not they should be. They need the comfort. I'm going to go with my assumption here. We'll try to find a counterexample of being read as taken as plural. Okay? But the voice that they're saying, again, this is, again, the kol kore is the voice of not the voice of Hashem, this is the voice of those doing the comforting. But I think that's clear, because it, maybe an article says that, right? Translate is a voice with lowercase v there, close to the next plus it with kol omer is the voice, Hashem's voice. It's panoderach. Right? Make a highway for God. Not that Hashem has forgiven you, not you give real the big dash. It's the people need to tell each other, start getting to work. Start paving the road. That's their job. I question, why is that? Is that really a nechama? So I assume Yishai is being metaphoric. There's no mitzvah of paving roads. So modern Israel, the natural bird is the construction crane. We know that, right? So there's obviously bulldozers are important, but this is a parallel to what Moshe says to Drushenu b'chol b'avcha. You need to seek God out b'chol b'avcha b'chol nafshcha with all your heart and soul. That's Yeshaya's panoderach, raise the valleys, lower the mountains. You need to make things smooth so you can come back to Hashem. Hashem will help, but the work is coming through. You're going to do that work of seeking God out. And Daniel Friedman points out what his words are, that it's a strange consolation, as you put it. Careful reading of Torah doesn't seem to be very comforting. Contrary, the central theme of the reading and not anything particularly flattering of manner in which we might take heart. Nothing reassuring. It's God's incomparable majesty that the whole of Torah goes in. I quote it here. Bel mi ti yemukel, who can we compare to you, God? Umad demut tarachen alo, how can you estimate its value? And then beginning of it is Yavich Chatzir Nevel Tzitz, the grass dries up, the flowers turn to corpses, Ki Ruach Hashem Nishbabo, when the Spirit of God weakens it, Achein Chatzir Ha'am, so too, the flower of the people, right? You're all going to die. Yavich Chatzir Nevel Tzitz, Yiber Dvar Hashem Elkeinu Yakum Lolam, the word of God will last forever. Doesn't seem very, very consoling there as a word, okay? Meant to console us, it is a strange consolation indeed, like that. But I think the point is, though, that in fact it is a consolation, that the Shabbat Nachamu, the message of Shabbat Nachamu is not that everything gets better. We've gone through Tisha B'Av. The message of Shabbat Nachamu is that despite the disaster of Tisha B'Av, we'll be able to get back to work. That's a Nachama. Right, that's the message of Lo Alecha Machlag Ligmor Lo Ta Ben Chorin Li Batel Memena. The Nechama is, you have lots of hard work ahead. Don't give up. That's not how we're supposed to respond to a tragedy. That we need to get to work and start moving and start working on the tshuva, start working building the roads there. And I think the structure of Parsha Ben Hanan demonstrates this. Right, Sefer Devarim is one long speech by Moshe. Historical induction, then all the laws. But there's an interruption in the middle of this week's parsha. It starts with the historical induction in Parsha Devarim, beginning of Etchanan, then the end of it is all the halakha, starting with Esher Dibrot, then Shema, and then continue on basically the rest of the Sefer, all the other laws there. But there's a gap there, right? He ends the historical introduction, this is source 14, with Yadata Yam, Bashvot Elavacha, Keshem Elokim, you will learn after all these bad things that we quoted. You will remember that Hashem is God, Bashmai Va'al, Mimal, Va'aris Mitachat, and Od. We quote that Aleinu. Shamata Chukav Mitzvotav, and you will keep all of his laws and commandments. Sherechim Mitzav Chayom, Ashei Tav L'chav L'vnecha L'charecha, that are good for you and your children. L'man Tarichim Mimal Dama, so you can last for long on the land. Asher Hashem L'kecha L'tein L'cha Kol Amim. And then immediately, Az Yabdil Moshe Shlosh Arnim Be'Ever Herden. And Moshe goes, separates out, designates three cities in Transjordan, Mizrach Shemesh, on the east side. There's Shamarotzeach. These are the cities that that someone you're supposed to run to if you kill someone negligently. Arei Miklat. So you're Yitzchak Rehob Bilidat. Right in the middle of a speech, he says, okay, we're going to stop here. We're going to designate these cities. And then afterwards, by Krom Moshe Kol Yisrael, Moshe calls everybody back. By Yomar Lahem Shema Yisrael, Tzachim Shema Tim. Here, listen to all these laws. Hashanu Anochi Dover Bozenechem Hayom, that I'm going to tell you today. Matem Atem Shema Atem Lasatam. You have to remember to do them. And then Hashem Okeinu Karati Mar Brit B'Charev, and Hashem made this covenant back in Sinai, and goes through the Aseret Nibrot. So this little spot, this little interruption in the middle, it's a demonstration. It's a multimedia presentation. How do you do mitzvot, right? God says, you're going to do the mitzvot, I'm going to show you how to do that. But the problem is that the mitzvah you choose to demonstrate isn't really a mitzvah. It doesn't. Rashi says that. As you have deal at that moment, Natan Lev Liot Chared L'Davar, that he had the intention of being a Charedi, right? Being really eager to do this, so you have to separate those cities out. And they don't count as Arei Miklat until they conquer Eretz Canaan. They're maybe designated, they're going to be the Arei Miklat. They're not Arei Miklat at that point. They only become Arei Miklat when Bnei Israel is settled in Israel. Moshe said, what a mitzvah I can do, I'll start. That's what Az Yabdil means, that idiom of Az and then the future tense. That means he planned it to designate it, not that it actually happened. And the example, Az Yashir Moshe from Shirat Hayam is Az Kishara Nes Allah B'Libosh Yashir Shira, that he decided he's going to sing Shira then. And Rashi brings other examples, Az Yadaber Yeshua, but by Yasser Paro, it's Allah B'Libo. That's all the Az Yadil Moshe he planned it. So I think what he's demonstrating is that even after Baal Peor, even after he's being told V'chanan el Hashem, I will not enter Eretz Yisrael. Everything I've worked for is not, it's a failure. I cannot enter the Holy Land. Still, the response is, take whatever steps are possible to begin the process of returning. Work is hard, and you're not going to see the fruits of our labor. But the fact that it's possible to start working again is itself the greatest nechama. And that's what I would say, which the message of Shabbat Nachamu is, not be comforted, but get back to work. You got Rosh Hashanah in 7 weeks.
Right. I like how you put the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos in there. That's like a nice, something that I think we're all familiar with, but I feel like